Mapping Gold. What is the price of gold? Actually, is there such a thing as the price of gold? I don't think so. The price of gold varies over time, and it also varies with location. Two coin dealers on the same street can have different prices of gold. They will quote the same spot price, but the premiums they charge are likely to be different, making the real price of gold negotiable. The only price that matters is the price you can get if you sell, or the price you have to pay if you buy. And both of those can only be determined by actually selling or buying. The truth about the value and location of gold is very hard to determine because the vast majority of gold holders are not eager to disclose the extent and location of their holdings because of possible attacks by government minions or other criminals. I doubt that's ever going to change. But criminal risks do vary from time to time, and from place to place. The geographic distribution of gold is heavily influenced by the distribution of fiat currency. The more fiat currency is in circulation, the more gold tends to be stored in large quantities in a few locations owned by a few people. Items used as money have a monetary value over and above their intrinsic value. In the normal course of events, there is a monetary value cycle. We could define the beginning of the cycle as the time when most of the monetary value is stored in gold and silver. Then convenience dictates a gradual shift to a precious metal-backed currency. And the final stage of the cycle is marked by the change to an entirely fiat currency. Then the fiat currency collapses, and monetary value is again assigned to the precious metals. The final collapse and shift of monetary value back to precious metals usually happens relatively rapidly. A lot of people think the fiat currency collapse will happen soon, or is happening now. Apparently, the gold holdings of the Western societies are low. If that's true, the value of gold will be higher in the Western world than the Eastern world because of scarcity. In a place where there is less gold and more wheat, you'll be able to buy more wheat with less gold. A famous bank robber was asked why he robbed banks. He said it was because that's where the money is. That bank robber might have a harder time figuring out who to rob in the modern world, where less people rob banks, and more banks rob people. We live in a world of constantly changing value, and that's not likely to change. But there are periods of economic stability when there are fewer and smaller price and value changes, and less criminal activity. We should be entering one of those periods after the collapse of the dollar. A lot of price changes dramatically lower the efficiency of a society. The research and negotiations required to buy efficiently increase dramatically. Efficient societies have few price changes. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.